Simon Reish Mandal with Sif Vav. Yehudi HaKohen Meches. Okay, so he bought the right to collect the taxes. So then he hires a non-Jew to do the Shabbos work of collecting the Meches. So Mutter Im Hubiki Barlis. Okay. So this is permitted if the arrangement is bikibarlus. The Hanu Sharmal of the Chishatigve Meya Dinorim Etel Locho Kach Mekach. You have responsibility for the job when you collect a certain amount of money. And the Shmur says the case over here was he's not discussing Shabbos per se. Right. So you have to when. Your job is completed when you've collected a certain amount of money, and then you get paid your salary, whatever your salary is going to be. Now, Mr. Burr will grapple with the exact language and the problems of being miyachad per Shabbos, etc. Hago b'chein yuchol lahasir hameches l'chol ha-shabosos l'ein Yehudi. Okay, so the other rates that we can have is just that he collects on Shabbos, whatever he collects on Shabbos, he gets the profits. So the problem will be, why aren't we worried about the people who are going to say he's doing it for the Jew? So we're going to say a heter, we're going to use a heter. Not be worried about this potential Marasayan issue. The Mishnah Berurah is going to give us some parameters of when you're going to allow that. Okay, new issue. Yisrael Hamamuna al Met Beya Shomelech. Dinu Kedin Hamamuna al Meches. So they have to produce the coins. They have to produce a certain amount. So we could make the same arrangement as we make with the Jew collecting the tax. The tax would be something along the lines of a person coming into the city, or a person going over the bridge, something of that sort. Even though there's noise being produced as they're coining the coins, it's going to be permitted. And then he tells you on the common simulation of bays that noise can be an issue. But the Jew can't be their presence as the guy is doing his work. So then it looks like the Jew is giving him directives and telling him what to do, and the Jew, and he's working for the Jew. Okay. A lot of information over here. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Aleph. Maskel Ein Yehudi. Haloshen Meduyak. Kavana Hu Shaserek Rasei Ein Yehudi. So he hires the Ein Yehudi. He's not really renting it out to him, he's hiring him. So Imihu Kibarlus, if it's set up as a Kibarlus, as a Kablonus, it's Mutter, Lamed Beis. Though Sharmi Dinu, Kamar Ba'aris La'abdan, Bereish Simon, Reishnan Beis. But only Dinu, Kadam Shkia Sachame, Imhu Kibarlus, Shunna Daita Dinaf Shekhovet. So we'll see like an example later on. If we're going doing a work, which he's working on his own item, so that's for his own benefit. So that's permitted. For example, the example over there is taking the person has skins of the animal which he needs to process into leather. He gives it to the leather worker, the tanner, to be ma'abed to tan it before Shabbos. So whether the guy does it on Shabbos, it's his business. You can't tell him specifically work on Shabbos. So the chara, we have a problem over here that even though in kablonis, like the example which we gave, you give the car to the mechanic, he's taking responsibility for the job. That's a kablonis. He has responsibility. He's a contractor who's contracted to do this job. But you can't tell him even that. You cannot tell him specifically, I want it for Shabbos. Nor can you set it up in such a way that he's forced to work on Shabbos. You drop it off right before Shabbos and say, I need this first thing tomorrow night at 8:30 when Shabbos is over at 8:20. You know? So you basically told him to work on Shabbos. So that's going to be a problem. Avoid the Havi Milsa the Fahasin, and something. This is something which is public. The case of here was people knew that the Jew had this business of collecting the meches. He says it's the same problem which we have if the guy is working in the Jewish home. All those are reasons to be problematic. You tell the guy to work on Shabbos, or you do it on the Jewish premises. And here this is the equivalent on the Jewish premises. The point of the Jewish premises is that it's known that it belongs to the Jew. Over here it was known it belonged to the Jew. Everybody knew that the Jew was, the dirty Jew was collecting the taxes, you know. Everybody knew that. So why is this permitted? So the Beis Yosef says a big cool over here. Come welcome in Tir Bezem Mishum Pseidu. We were afraid if we don't come up with a heter over here on the Rabbanon, we're going to end up with an aveira on a deraisa. That's what the Beis Yosef says. What's the deraisa? They write a receipt. Don't large sums of money over here. And he has responsibility to the king, etc. And he's going to, if he doesn't collect these, he has to pay to the king anyway a certain amount, and then he's going to have losses. So if we don't come up with a heter, we're going to have a problem. So the heter, the Beis Yosef says, is based on we're making a trade off. So there's no trade off because there's no writing taking place. So there's no deraisa taking place. So you can't say, well, we're not to the rabbanon because we don't want you to be able to deraisa. There's no deraisas. So then you cannot be mad to the rabbanon. We will not allow the Jew to reign because you're basically telling him he has to work on Shabbos. That is the Magen of Rav. That's the Beis Yosef. Zog the Mishnah Berurah.
Allow the Jew what?
Even in such a case where there's no chashas of ksiva, so there's no real trade-off, still because we're dealing with such a large amount of loss, so we're still going to have this heter of the chazal remata, this with a limitation only of kablanos.
Isn't there no receipt when you're dealing with mine ma'akim?
You know what? We're talking about just the practical mitzvahs. I don't know exactly why that was so. Yeah.
Okay. What about mine ma'akim?
When they do it with food, they apparently they would not give receipts. I'm not sure why, but that's what they did.
Maybe they didn't have if you're writing out a receipt on Shabbos. I mean.
No, in general, they didn't give receipts. The problem over here is we're afraid they might come to write a receipt on Shabbos. They know there was no, because they never wrote receipts when they did it this way. Why was that? Because that's the way it was. I can't tell you. I don't know enough about exactly how they collected this thing to understand why it was done away. Taylor the Sharatzian and Lamed Beis. Tamataz. So what's the logic of the Taz over here? We're going to be matter. The issue of the Rabban of them, the person collecting Ayudei Akum, because we're worried about a loss. And if you're worried about a loss, so Adam Balaam Amoyna, he's going to get flustered and he's going to do it himself. And if he does it himself, he's only going to do it anyway. So we're going to the Rabban because we're worried about the Rabban. That sounds strange. The field of the Rabban of Mekilinan, Ayudei Enihudi, Mishum Seda, Shalyobin the day, Isser Chomer, Mized, the Hano Ayudei Atzmoy. So in the Rabban, there are gradations. The person doing it on himself is worse than a person doing this through a non-Jew. He's going to go collect the taxes. He's involved in business. There's no carrying necessarily that's inside the Menorah. There's no writing anything. The only problem is, but he's involved in business. But he's involved in business. So that's still worse than if we're going to allow the goy do it for him. Okay, so Zok the now the Shartzin continues to skip a few words over. The time of Magen Avraham, Magen Avraham says like this. So okay, if it's Dilma Rabbanan, so then like what's the big Kiddush over here? So this is Shus to Shus B'Makim Seder, right? The issue is business, which is the Rabbanan. And you know what? You'll say, you know what? You didn't set up your goy right. And you did a mirror lock, and he asked the guy to do business for you. Okay, so that's a shoes to shoes. it's a goy, ask the goy to do the rabbanon. But Malkim Seder, in a case of law. So what we're about to shoes to Malkim Seder. So like, what's the big Kiddush over here? Of course it's mutter. But the case where there's no writing involved, so all you're asking the goy to do is the rabbanon, so of course it's mutter. So you say, you know what, Yitaka didn't set it up correctly, and it has a lach of Emir Lachim. Okay, no. Right? Okay, so here, with the Kiddush over here, is even if you hold that shoes to shoes and welcome Seder is not a, you're not out matter shoes to shoes because of a loss, over here we're going to allow it. Over here, it's not just the regular. It's not just the regular pesedah. It's a level beyond in their pesedah that the Jew is going to have to lay out the money to the king or to the tsar or the duke, whatever it is. A, the money which should have paid that for that is we're enriching the goyim at the expense of the Jew. So the imater that this goy should collect, we're going to imater that type of pesedah we're going to allow. Okay. Miu. So the Mishabur back in Mishabur. So we're mantering. Vatsa also the Kabul Afamech Shamini Michael. He can't even collect, even though it's food. Feeling Melahuvu, Meir Michut Tchum, Loshapa Chashat Sida Umachuber. It's not Muksa. The Goy didn't pick it on Shabbos. The Goy didn't catch it on Shabbos. The problem is Mimsuch Hefzicha Kamosha Kosov Simon Shinvav. There's a problem of doing, but you're involved in the business type of issues on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. Yehudi Shesachar Bishul Hamelach Minasar. He bought the rights to distill, to boil off the salt from the salt water. And then produce salt. So he got the salt monopoly from the tsar. Mutter, he's permitted lahaskel leperlim bekibarlis. He can hire workers who will work as kablonim. Shemiyasa lekapakach melach itin lekapakach. And the kablonis will be if they produce, their job is to produce a certain amount of salt, and then they get paid their wages. Even though what they're using belongs to the Jew. Shori, it's going to be permitted along the same lines as we have over here. They can't bring. So here you're dealing with the rice, because they're going to be boiling the water. So they're bringing wood, they're making fires and boiling things. So that's mutter only if they don't bring the materials from the. Even if they use the Jewish materials, they cannot be schlepping it. From the shoes of the Yisrael b'Shabbos, Shekol Kabonis Enim Materis Elim Kain Moshelam b'Shabbos Kol Ma'aser Roitz Elim Shel Tzarcha Malacha. They have to get all of their materials before Shabbos. Yitzium Mirshusay Mir Shabbos, and all has to be taken out of the Rishus before Shabbos, because the Jews Rishus. Because we'll see later on. Otherwise, there's a Maris Ayin. You see the guy leaving the Jewish house carrying the materials. People will say, "You told them now on Shabbos to do it." So you told them on Shabbos to do it. So that's a problem. So you have to make sure that even though he's working as a kabbalan, he has to get all of the material. He can't come to get anything from the Jewish home, Jewish premises, because on Shabbos people will think that you just told them now to do it. Well, ain't had to lease for any Yehuda al Shabbos b'chodesh become welcome marviach yisov mimalatzer ain't had to become only become blamus. But to just hire the guy not as a kabbalist of a certain amount of production, but just for Shabbos, just hire him by the week or by the month, but that doesn't help because when he's working on Shabbos, he's a skiryom. He's not taking the job. He's just working for you. Uh-huh. So each day, when he's working for you on Shabbos, you're benefiting directly from the guard working for you on Shabbos. That's a problem. So what's the kiblonis over here? The kiblonis over here is you tell the goy, when you collect X amount of taxes, that your job is to collect 100 dinar of taxes. And then I'll pay you and I will pay you your salary for that work. He's hiring for a certain amount of income. He's not hired by the, he's given a job, he's taken over a contract to bring in X amount of income. So why isn't there a Schar Shabbos issue? So he says because when he rented the mechis from the Tsar, he rented it for the year. So the schar that he's getting is being given as part of a unit of a year, not as day by day, which he said that's Schar Shabbos. There's a leniency in Schar Shabbos. Like we said, if the income is coming for over a period of time, as long as the Shabbos part is not designated independently, so that's mutter. Okay, the same thing you said in the case where you could sell you could give over to the goy the rights to collect on Shabbos, and all the profits will go to the goy. Okay, so Lamadal, the Bezer Gam Ken Medina Shori. So now there's no problem, Mikra Din. All the problem is the Marasai. And so the Marasai, we remind to the Malkum Seyed. The Anyhudi Kiyabad, that is not Shiyabad. So now, let's understand that the goy is paying you for the rights to collect on Shabbos. And that's he only works on Shabbos. So he's paying you for Shabbos. So why isn't that Shabbos? Mishum the Reu Ki'ilu Kanimeno HaMechis. It's not the Pshat he's buying it. So he's buying something that's not called Schar Shabbos because it's not yours anymore. Rabbi Kilo Yudea Shivilo Enam Yehudi Schar B'Shabbos. Umachar Merav Shabbos and Yehudi Yishuk Yikabu Menam B'Shabbos. The Pshita the Shori. Let's say you know that somebody's bringing in some type of merchandise or produce for you, and you arrange with a goy that you're going to sell it to him before Shabbos. Then when it comes to Shabbos, it should belong to him. So there's no Schar Shabbos over there. Yeah, well you're getting paid for the fact that he's receiving the item on Shabbos. Okay, but you're getting paid. It's nothing to do with the fact that when the receipt is on Shabbos, you're getting paid before Shabbos, and then on Shabbos it belongs to the goy. So you're not getting paid for the Shabbos element. The case of Mabe also, there's no Schar Shabbos because Schar Shabbos is your item producing something. I don't have an item. All I have is the rights to the coin the king's symbol on these pieces of metal. It's called Hermona de Malka, the Rishus from the king. So I'm taking that and I'm subletting this Rishus that I have from the king to somebody else. So what's my item that I own, which is generating what the reshus is not an item that I own that's generating profits.
It's not. I mean, isn't it sort of like almost like a contract? It's like if I contract to provide a service, and then I sublet that contract to somebody else so they can make the same money.
Exactly what it is, right? So that's not called Schar Shabbos. Right. There are two scenarios where you have a problem with Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos can either be because if I'm working on Shabbos and I'm getting paid for my work, or an item of mine is being rented out and I'm getting paid rent for the item. So when I take I take my animal and I rent it to the goy, I own
like an offshore, a bull, or
an island, I own a car rental company. And I have goyim who want to come in, and they want to come in, So if they would be working on Jewish time, then they pay rental for Shabbos, so my item is producing rent on Shabbos. That's a problem. The answer is it doesn't work like that. They pay for the day of Friday, which is partially non-Shabbos and partially Shabbos. And they pay for Saturday, which is partially Shabbos and partially non-Shabbos. Okay, that's not a problem. But if they would be paying based on the Jewish weekday, Jewish day system, so they'd be paying me for Shabbos, my item, I cannot rent out my item to get benefit for it on Shabbos. So it's my item. But over here, it's not my item. It's just a right to do an action. I'm just passing on that right, so that's not called Shabbos. Hmm. So why isn't the problem Marasayin? So that, you know, the Jew hired him and told him to do the whole process with writing the receipts, etc. The answer is there's no Shabbos problem. The only problem is the Marasayan issue, which they took away, Malkum Seda. So they weren't worried about Malkum Seda, they weren't worried about it. Lamed Hey. Da. The Mashal, when you call a poiskin, the Leitira, I feel a Malkum Hefzit Godel. So it's a tremendous loss. It's still the only matter if you do it this way. Elbaib Menzesh, Shetzira Shechonorach. Dain Obekib Brothers, Shemaskol Yeskuf Abreb. Either you do a kablonis, or you do the he gets the profits, as opposed to a skir yoim, even though it's a half a godel, we're not matter. Because Betzim the guy is working for himself. So that but there is some element of miyachem malachtoi. So we say. So we say. That Malkum Seder, we're not going to be worried about that issue of Marasayin, etc. But I will schir your mamish also b'chol gavli. But schir your mamish, he's mamish working for you. Even Malkum Seder, we weren't matter. Therefore, shoyson on noshim hamachzikim beis mashka. So they have a bar. Saloon, an inn, right? And they sell liquor. Shalachim Erev Shabbos, Eizen Yehudi, Bebesam, Ayom Shabbos, Lasek B'mechiras HaMashka. So they, before Shabbos, they bring in a goy, and his job is to sell it over Shabbos. Over there, Shalachim Erev Shabbos, they're acting inappropriately. Da'avim Nachshem Anias Rebach Yom Shabbos Lehebza Gadol. Even if you'll argue, that's that the not getting profit has a heter of hefzegadol. Over here, it's a hefzegadol because the Jew pays to the king the rights for the mechas, and he charges an entrance, a tax to come into the city. Every person who comes into the city is what he paid for. He bought that, and now he's not getting it. That's different than you have an opportunity to sell your liquor on Shabbos or sell it on Sunday. Well, I could have sold it on Shabbos and sold some more liquor on Sunday. That's only really profit. You're not losing anything. Eventually, you'll sell your items. Over here, the guy walked in, it's gone. That charge of the tax of coming in is gone. So you can't recoup that. Even if you'll tell me that, no, we'll call it a hefset. The potential loss of profit has been of a hefset. Even if you tell me that, but the guy says, you didn't make a contract with him and give him over the rights to the inn. All you did was have him work for you. So that's the we weren't matter. Have to go for with the skiryoyim. And furthermore, I'm not convinced that this is called a hefset. Maybe it's just called not getting profit, which is why the heter was set over here and not before by the cases of the tanner, renting out the tanner or the merchants, because that's just a question of getting profit. So either we have to do it b'kibolus or give them all of the profits. Called or sell it to him totally. You might sell it to him. So he now owns all of the materials. whatever he's going to sell on Shabbos. So now, okay, so it's technically it belongs to the goy, halakhically it belongs to the goy, and the goy is selling his own item. But everybody doesn't know that. They think it's Reinhold's bar is open on Shabbos. Right? So that's a problem of the Marisayan issue. Then what the Mishum said is that because the Seder, we're going to be matter that. Okay. What you can do is, okay, so, you know, you basically sold him whatever mashka he uses on Shabbos belongs to him. So before Shabbos, you say, listen, you know, we're going to expect that you're going to be selling one barrel's worth. So I'm selling you that the amount that you're selling Shabbos belongs to you. So the guy says, great. So he pulls up a barrel for himself. Right, you know, but I bought whatever I bought. You know, I paid my $5 for it, and now it's mine. So, you know, what Jew can't stop me. So the Jew can stick around to make sure that he can't sit immediately there. Then he looks like he's the bartender. Look as he's the balabas doing his business.
The Jew.
So he has to say it from a distance. The Jew. He can't get involved. He can't discuss anything about the business. It's very hard not to do that, not to talk about it. So Tosfos Shabbos says, you know what, really it's not the greatest idea to stick around, because it's almost impossible not to get involved in the, says, hey, you know, Mr. Reingold, how much should I sell this for? He says, whoa, what are you asking me? I'm not the Bala Boss today. Right, but the problem is that's what's going to happen. He's going to answer, etc. So next thing you know, but you know what? Let's just leave it. It's but to shiur shayg by yimazim. Vavateach b'shem and mechapes study kulos al Shabbos ashra. But if a person doesn't use these questionable types of approaches, he is fortunate. Then the Rambam said the same thing with buying the case of the matbeah. It has the same halacha as this as well. You'll give him over the silver to make the coins. And you'll do it with kibbalos. If he produces that amount of coins, his job is to produce 1,000 coins, 100 coins, 500 coins. And then when he does that, he gets paid. We should ask of Yisrael, or the other option is any profits which come from producing these coins on Shabbos belongs to the goy. I'm not sure how the profits worked over there. Okay. So, but this is only mutter if the Jew is not sticking around over there. So, Yeshiva Yisrael. Lamed Zayin. See, the Jew can't be there, either the owner or even the shliach of the owner. Jew can't be there. Jewish shliach. Because of the Taz, the Mash also lays of Shom Haino Kidei Leda Mahia Hisaska Shoyse and Yehudi. He can't be there to be overseeing the business. And then he will get, you know, his final report. Because then you're being involved in your business. So your mom is being involved. You're there being involved in the business. The goy is doing the actual transaction, but that's also mimsuchepsucha. You cannot spend Shabbos trying to further your gains. Is mutter, but he's just there to make sure the goy doesn't pocket anything. So the taxes are coming in, and the goy says, you know, one for the king, one for me, one for the king, one for me. You know? So we don't that you don't want him doing that. So I'm not there to oversee the business. I'm just to make sure he's not stealing. That's mutter. So the people who bought from the they would have the porets, they would have the estate, he would give the rights to mill to a Jew. So and they would have the goy working there on Shabbos, they make this arrangement. And Yisrael would put a shliach or himself to be there over Shabbos. He can't discuss the business, but he just wants to make sure that the goy is not taking any of the pocket any of the profits for himself. So that is mutter. Fine. The introduction.
That's a pretty tough position he's in.
To be there and not talk about it.
Right, yeah. And then the guy knows what he's there for. He knows he can't answer any questions. He knows he's not working. All he knows is that he's watching him.
Yeah.
So that I'm sure that would really enhance the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't trust you.
Yeah, but that's exactly what you're saying. That's exactly what you're saying. I'm not saying there's an option, but, you know.
Okay.
Don't expect to get invited to his next party, I can tell you that.
Okay. Fine. That's a good thing. Not such a bad thing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now.
What's a bad
thing? Now, so the next siman deals with the case where the Jew and the non-Jew are partners. And then what happens when it comes Shabbos? So there's Mishabura's introduction over here. Okay. Da. So, the Hetor Gamrahu, Be'ima, Yisrael Yeshlo, Eza Esek, Oymolocha, Beshutus, Imayna Yehudi. If you have, the Jew and a non Jew have a business together with a non Jew, so they're Shutvim. Shiyasim itkila kadim shalochim Beshutvis. They should make up before they purchase the business. You do the business on Shabbos. You get according to whatever you've done. Hein rab or mahat. Whatever amount that is, you take for yourself. And I'll get one day, which is just mine also. You give me Tuesdays. Tuesdays are mine. Whatever profits come on Tuesdays belong to me. And therefore, b'shas chalukah, when they divide up the profits, yitol en Yehudi schar avur haShabbos. V'shelo yitol yom echad kenegdo, hein rav amat. So they'll talk and do that. The goy will take in for himself all the profits of Shabbos. The Jew will take all the profits from that other day, and the remainder they'll divide equally. That'd be the best thing. If they did not make this arrangement, now he comes. Now they have the prophets here, and he tells the goy. I didn't work on Shabbos. You take that which you worked on Shabbos. I'll take that which I worked for the weekdays. That's not permitted because the Maisa. Since they didn't make any arrangements, the standard way partners work is they're working for both individuals. So the goy is working for the Jew on Shabbos as well. So the fact that you're going to, when you divide, you come to the province and say you take all the money, didn't solve the problem that you have the goy doing the business for you on Shabbos. As opposed to when you spoke it out beforehand, you made it up very clear that when he's working on Shabbos, he's not working for you. Okay. Let's say they did not make such an arrangement. A. And b'shas chalukah cholku stam b'shava. So they just divided the profits equally, all of the profits. So by the Gemara, believe Shita. So that's a shad in the Gemara. Can the Jew in that situation just take the profits? Rambam says that that's not a mutter. The Rosh says it is. Shachnar passes like the Rambam. The Rambam says the Mokam has a goal. You can rely on the Rosh that it's mutter. Now, they made the arrangements beforehand. Very clearly that the whatever work is done on Shabbos is the goy's job to do. The profits belong to the goy. The Jew has no partnership in it. So then he's working on Shabbos. Not the Jew. When they came to at the end, divide the profits. He goes, you know what? Why don't we just divide it equally? You know, I worked on Shabbos. You worked on Tuesday. I'm supposed to get all the profits on Shabbos. It was all the profits on Tuesday. Why don't we just do it equally? It's close enough. So that's mutter, because the issue over here is that the goy, you can't have the goy working for you, the other shutif, on Shabbos. Well, it was very clear, you told the goy that on Shabbos it's his asik and he gets all the profits. Now he wants to give you some of the profits, that's his business. That's a payment of money afterwards. Don't do a Shabbos. Then went to the after Rambam because she calls Mr. Beis. So Yikir Hadinim Shiva Sifim Rishonim. We have to prove them again to me. We will come on. So that's going to be the first few Sifim. What's going to be discussed, and we will get to the details later on. Okay.
Do they know?
That's